Welcome to the Mug Meeting Summaries Podcast. I'm Gilbert Dutilleux. Our January meeting's RTFM topic featured Cron and Crontab, presented by Michael Doob.
So what we'd like to do with Cron and Crontab is to be able to schedule jobs that you're going to do repeatedly. So lots of different kinds of jobs that you can do, and there's a pretty easy format to work with. So what I thought I would do is I can look on this machine, and we can also look on the machine that's on my desk, which has a little more. So let's see if we can make it out of here. Okay, so we'll let's take a look on one of our standard positions here for finding things. So if we look on etc. and ask what sort of cron things we have here, you'll see that there's a cron.d, so that's a directory here. There's a cron.daily, a cron.hourly, a cron.monthly, and a cron.weekly. So with a great leap of logic, you might figure these are things that are going to be run daily, hourly, monthly, and weekly, and you'd be right. Disconnected, we're offline. And the files that are in each of those directories, The files that are in each of those directories get run on a regular basis, okay? Daily, hourly, monthly, or weekly. And it allows you to do various things that you would like to do. In addition, there is a program called Crontab, and that's probably the one that you would use the most. And Crontab is pretty simple. They're really only three parameters. You can do crontab-l for listing and -e for editing, which is probably all you'll ever use. There's a -r for removing. So let's see if we can get back to my computer. Yeah, well, don't ask me what grade I got in typing, because I'd be embarrassed to answer.
I don't think we have to ask.
No, I don't think so either. I'm not even going to be insulted by what you said. Okay, so here we are at school, and if you have a cron tab, you can list it. So -l will list it. I happen to have one. So this is what it looks like. If you want to edit it, you can use -e, and that will use whatever your local editor is. -r removes it. And when you're editing it, you have this kind of a syntax, which is pretty much standard. Actually, you don't normally get these five comment lines at the top, but I put them at the top of each crontab file when I open it up. So it tells you what the different fields are going to be. So the first field is given up here is the minutes from 0 to 59, hours of the day from 0 to 23, the day of the month from 1 to 31, the month of the year, and the day of the week. So you can set things to run on a regular basis. So, for example, this one, the first thing is 03, so that means the minute is 3, the hour is 1, and star means it's wildcard, anytime. So that means this is going to run at 103 every morning. And once you have those fields set, it runs whatever's in the rest of the line. So in this case, it's obviously something locally grown, user local bind. Actually, what happens is ctan.math.ca is the ctan mirror that I'm running that's on my desk. And it actually happens to be used as one of the ones in Canada. And one time, the machine that this is on, which is a virtual machine, that sort of died, and it was about a week before anybody knew about it. So I was a little embarrassed, so that's why this... So this is just a trivial thing that checks to see if it's up and lets me know if it's not. The line above is another thing that apparently gets a tar file from another machine. It runs 4 minutes after 2 every day. Here's a little different. This is commented out, so you can comment out anything. So this says 25, so that means 25 minutes after the hour. 7 to 17, that means between the hours of 7 and 17, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then star, star, star. And it runs a program in my home directory called EC Root Window. You remember EC Root Window?
Yeah.
Yes, you do, yes. What that does is it goes to Environment Canada and gets the current satellite image. The satellite image is taken at the top of the hour, and it usually appears online at about 15 minutes after the hour. So what this did was it went and grabbed the image and used it as my background on the desktop. So this is a typical kind of thing that you would want to do. So when you want to add new things, you just add them. So, for example, suppose we want to add something for a specific date, like let's say at 15 minutes. Oops, sorry. Let's try that again. 15 minutes after an hour, after 3 o'clock in the morning, on a certain day of the month, 13, a certain month of the year, 12, any day of the week. And then you can do whatever you want after there. So if you echo something, you can say, backslash for that. Ooh, wife's. This is, we are really, remember, we're really pretty hopeless here.
At least you have software to blame your lack of gifts on.
Yes. Okay. All right. So what happens on the December 13th at 3:15 in the morning, it echoes remember wife's birthday. Where does it echo it to? Huh, good question. Well, the question is, whose cron tab is that? Mine, right? It's the MDU cron tab. So, in fact, it has nothing to echo it to specifically, so it sends you mail. So that means at 3:15 in the morning, this machine will get mail saying that this takes place. Incidentally, suppose we... Here's a cute thing here. You see the... Yeah, pointing to this doesn't help. You see the day of the week is 0 to 6, so Friday would be 5, right? So we're really hopeless here. So we replace this with 5. So that says to echo this on the Friday the 13th of December. And the question is, what happens if the 13th of December falls on Thursday? Does it get echoed or not? Well, you would think not, but that's false, so that's why I did it. Actually, it's an or there, not an and. So it's a little bit of a surprise. I didn't realize that. Okay, so this will... So what will this actually do? Well, it will echo this on Friday the 13th of December. It will echo it on any the 13th of December. In fact, it'll echo it on any Friday in December, right? It just picks a match that works. So, despite my husbandly loyalties, I'm going to take this out. Okay, so that's the principle, right? The idea is really pretty straightforward. You can get several variants on cron. So you could, for example, put in all stars. What? Star. So what happens then? That means every time it checks once a minute, this is going to satisfy it. You can do, if you do something like, you want to look at the date. So what will that do? It will echo the date every minute and send you an email with the date on it. So that's great fun, right? So you clog up the mailbox. You could send it to something like Dev Console. And then you get to see the date every time. Okay? So you get the spirit of what's going on. So that's really the nature of this thing. Let me indicate a few other things that you can do here. So this first thing is the minutes, right? So if you want to do, say, instead of 3 minutes after the hour, you wanted to do it maybe every half hour, you could do 0, 30. Okay, so that says if it matches 0, that's it matches 30, that's it. Or if you wanted to do it only for the first part of the hour, you could do 0 to 10 with a dash. That'll do it every minute between minute 0 and minute 10. 11 times an hour, right? Okay. There's one other syntax. You can, this is every minute. If you do slash 2, it's minutes mod 2. It's every second minute, right? Or 5 or whatever, okay? So those are the basic syntax pieces that go together, and that's what, and that's really about all there is to Crontab. Extremely useful, for all kinds of repetitive tasks. So, for example, if you want to go in temp and get rid of things that have an old access date just to keep things clear before you reboot the system or while it's running, easy, all trivial, right? So for repetitive tasks, it's very easy. The syntax, once you get used to it, is pretty straightforward. Now, I'll just point out one other thing. Let's go to et cetera on this machine, and let's look at everything we have related to cron on there. So we have a slightly different thing. We have a cron.deny file. People you put in cron.deny files, no surprise, are denied cron files. Crontab, you also have a crontab. Let's look at, I don't know if this is readable. Let's see. Is it readable, crontab? Ah, it is. Okay. So this, you say, I recognize this. It's the same syntax as before. So close, but not quite. Crontab, actually, you can assign the user as well, but everything else is the same. So what this says is that at 1 minute after the hour, root will run this run parts. Run parts essentially executes everything within the directory that makes sense to execute of the file cron.hourly. So at 1 minute after the hour, it gets run. Cron.daily, apparently it's at 2 minutes after 4 every morning. Why 2 minutes after 4? I don't know. I guess I could change it to 3 minutes after 4 without having great consequences, although this is read-only. What about the weekly? Well, you can see what happens there. This is 22 minutes after 4 on Sunday. Incidentally, 7 works for Sunday, too. I didn't realize that, but Monday is 1. You do have to be sure to keep that right. And monthly, well, you can see what happens with the monthly. This is the first day of the month at 4:42 in the morning. I'm not sure why they want the dailies to run before the weeklies to run before the monthlies, but someone made that decision. So this is the first of every month, right? So it's, and what that means is that if you, now these are these directories that I told you about that would run every hour, and so that's what we'll run. Now, I don't have much of interest on here. What's in cron.daily? TE Tech, that's probably a cleanup thing. So we'll just look at one thing. If we look at cron.daily, I think this is a cleanup thing. So this is something that I put in, and okay. So it's a little bash command, and what it does, if you load tech fonts, they get cached in there, and they can sit there forever. So for some reason, a half a year is enough, so. I don't remember doing that, but I guess I did. Okay, so that's really the essence of the thing. The cron daemon runs all of that. You don't have to start it. It starts up by itself when you boot the system. You can start it yourself, but there's no need to. And basically, if you want to have something that you repeat consistently, using hourly, monthly, all those things, it's very easy to put in, and just be sure that things go out the way you want. And if you want to be even a little more loose, if there's something you want to do every day, you just take the file, you drop it in cron.daily, make it executable, and it'll run every day for you. Okay? So that's the quick and dirty stuff. I think that's all I was going to say. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael.
That's it for this podcast. Thanks for listening. For more MUG meeting summaries or for more information about the Manitoba Unix User Group, check out our website at muug.mb.ca.